everybody. Welcome back. And this is kind of a fun piece to our course. So we've filmed the course, and now we have the setup, and this is what it would look like for me to have a podcast interview. So I, Josh, am featured on your platform to do this course. So
absolutely.
Tell us just a little bit about yourself, and I know everybody knows who you are, but reintroduce yourself just for fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Roy Stalsh. I'm the founder and CEO of Thrive Courses, and we picked up the fantastic day to record. I just returned from a long, long trip, and my voice is just shot. But you know, it's one of the lessons we're going to learn today,
right?
The show must go on, and that's exactly why we're here. So I am the person who founded this company and helping entrepreneurs start and scale their businesses.
That's
right. One of the tools that we like to use and we, you know, watched other entrepreneurs succeed with is podcasting.
That's right.
And that's why I'm just so excited that you are the teacher and you said yes. And
yeah.
And I think this is going to be fun, extra bonus that you take me through and talk about.
Now what we're going to do is I'm like, we have the setup, mm-hmm. and people saw me set that up, and now I am literally getting ready to click record on this, though we're already recording here.
Perfect.
Okay.
So see the magic happen.
Let's see the magic happen. And I'm going to kick this off as if it's a Lead Volunteers podcast.
Okay. Fantastic. That sounds good.
All right. So here we go. We're going to go for volley back and forth.
Okay.
3, 2. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Lead Volunteers podcast. Super grateful that you're here. My name is Josh Denhart. And as you know, we do three simple things. Number one, we want to help you get organized. We want to help you lead with confidence and prevent burnout. Well, today we have a special guest, my good friend, Ritus. Ritus, just introduce yourself briefly. Tell us what you do. Let's kick this off.
Yeah, absolutely, Josh. So thank you so much for having me on your podcast. My name is Ritus Stalsh. I'm the founder and CEO of a company called ThriveCourses.com, where we help entrepreneurs start and scale their businesses faster with top-notch education, bringing experts just like yourself.
Yeah, well, I have to say, now this is a special moment for me because I consider you to be a friend. I consider you to be really special, unique voice in my life that's from a distance. Mm-hmm. We continue to cross paths, continue to make one another priority, and so this is special. We don't get to be face-to-face like this.
Isn't that very true?
So it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so the point of today, what we're seeking to do is to talk about the things that can plague us as we're doing an interview. And there are five things that I think are the plague. And so I'm going to cover those briefly. Number one is the short answer. When you have an interview person, they give you a super curt short answer. Number two is the long, ultra-long beat, like the long answer. The next one is missing the gold. Like you can miss the gold. We'll talk about that. In addition, getting stuck in your own personal time frame. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. And the last one, not being prepared as an interviewer. Those are these are all things that I have done and I've run into. We talked about this out in the atrium, and you said, you know, hey, what are some of the common fall aparts? And we've both experienced this before.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. And I think this, you know, especially if you're going to record podcasts on video as well.
Yes.
A lot of people are nervous.
They are.
You know, it's like they may be, you know, starting out. It's, in a way, public speaking. And what's the number one fear people have?
It's worse than death.
Yeah, exactly.
People are more afraid about public speaking than they are about dying.
Exactly. So there's already so much on your plate. You might be so nervous. And I thought that this bonus video can help your students to watch and kind of be prepared.
That's
mentally.
Right. Let's start actually from the bottom.
Okay.
Not being prepared as an interviewer is the kiss of death. Now, I have to say, like, full transparency, I've totally been that person who was just like, bro, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But like, you get in the mindset, you're like, I don't even really care. It's fine. We're just going to wing this.
Yep.
And you can tell. Mm-hmm. You can tell. And so there was a gal who came on and she had a book. And actually, a funny thing, true story, her dad actually was on. They're both very famous. And her dad had a book. And I scoured. I know him. And I know that he is a very spatial global dude. I said, man, I really have to prepare and ask him specific questions or it's going to go off the rails.
Absolutely.
So I read through his book and I cherry picked some really good stuff. The interview worked great. His daughter was on. She had a book. And I didn't prepare worth anything. And it was a train wreck. I got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I didn't even publish that episode. It was that bad.
Well, what was the worst thing that happened? I don't want to take over the interviewer, but I'm
just
curious.
I want you to, though. Yeah, okay. Right? This conversation. Okay. The thing is that is that I asked her a question that was actually absurd, and I looked like a doofus, right? And she, and, you know, it was on video, and it was on Facebook Live, right? It was all of it, and I just felt underprepared. And it's kind of like when you're taking a test, and no matter how much you're squeezing that number two pencil, the answers ain't like you're. Okay, it's happening. I'm screwed. I can't do anything. So being underprepared. Have you ever been in that situation?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And not just podcasting. I mean, anything like sales call or, you know, job interview or like where I'm like, okay, who's the next, and bring them in, and you just ask silly questions that you should know the answers to. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's live. Mm-hmm. It's happening, and you're feeling this sense of no matter how hard I clench. And so I want to be more prepared. It's not only doing my audience a disservice, it's doing the very person who has surrendered a portion of their time. It's doing them a disservice. The next one is getting stuck in your own personal time frame. Now, as we said on the course, I like to have mine between 20 and 25 minutes, knowing that it could bleed over to 30. I have watched myself, my wife listens to my podcast and she watches the Facebook Lives. And she said, as soon as I got done, you know, I love my wife, but man, she doesn't speak very much, but when she does, she is going to, you know, she's
tell
me how it is. So she said to me, you know, I could tell that you were trying to wrap up this interview. I could tell at the 29 minute mark that you were hungry to land this plane. And you missed out because there was more to be had, and you were myopically focused.
Just wrapping up.
Wrapping it up.
Yeah.
And
so what's your suggestion?
My suggestion is, you know, have an idea of how long you want. Mm-hmm. Prepare ahead of time. I mean, right before we clicked record, the guys out here said, well, how long do you want this to go? Yeah. And our answer was, well, we're going to go as long as it takes to fully vet out these questions. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, the richness of this microphone and the richness of my ears, it's a special time.
Yep.
And I don't want to be manically focused on, you know, hurry.
And I wonder really quick, you know, as far as statistically, have you done any research or do you know any data as far as, you know, shorter versus middle versus long form? You talked about Joe Rogan. Obviously, everybody knows Joe Rogan, how successful he is. And you said some of these episodes.
2.5, 3.5 hours.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, I mean, he's one of the best and he brings incredible people. He didn't get there overnight.
He did not.
Right? So I'm just wondering if there's any information on that, because I am curious about that as well. Like, do I keep my episodes short to the point?
Very good question. We talked about it a little bit in the course, and here's what I want to say about that. It all depends on who your audience is and what they're hungry for. So as you look at your perfect customer avatar, your perfect listener avatar, like, maybe you're a health coach and you want to give a 3-minute thing every single day. And your people are expecting it to be that way, right?
Yep.
It depends on your audience. Now, the funny thing is that I have some videos on a very, very, very high elite platform, and they send me the metrics, right? And they track my videos and they pay me a very fantastic royalty, but they track all my stuff. And so I take a look at that, and the CEO of that company told me, he said, I don't care who the presenter is, if it's John Maxwell or whoever, he said, after 13 minutes, viewership crashes.
It drops. Okay. That makes sense.
Right? Now, a podcast is a little bit of a different format, right? Is that it's audio only, right? Some people are doing long commutes, long drives. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan is totally busting the system by having a 3.5 hour podcast. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. It's the most popular podcast in the world. So I don't know that it's, you know, one size fits all. I know my audience that I think they don't want to sit there for 40 minutes.
Same with me personally. As an entrepreneur, I have things to do, right?
Bingo.
I want to get to the point. So that's, I think, personally, one of the things that with our podcast that we are working on, we launched one version.
Yes.
Didn't quite work out. Now we relaunch it with a new name and learn a lot from you and going to implement a lot of strategies that we learned with you. And to me, it's always like that practicality. Like, okay, I love to hear your childhood story. That's fantastic. But also as an entrepreneur, I'm like, I want to learn. Usually I feel like it's missing the how, right?
Right.
How did you do it? How do you do it? The motivation, that excitement, that's great. So that's like, you know, how we are working on to differentiate our podcast.
Yes.
You know, short, to the point, and actionable strategies that I can leave the podcast and implement and see significant improvements in their business.
So. For sure. So I would say for mine, same exact thing, three things. Define it, develop it, dig deep, and now do it. How, like, as you walk away, not 50 things that you should do, and not, by the way, you also said something important. I don't have time to listen to two random people just blare on about their toast. I don't care about your toast. Give me something and get me out of here.
Yeah.
And so those are big values for me. However, I don't want to be stuck in my time frame. Mm-hmm. If it's something is really special happening, I want to milk that farther. And so it was a disappointment to hear my wife tell me, you absolutely missed that. Another thing, right, is our third one is missing the gold. And I'm a one-man show. Mm-hmm. I don't have a humongous production team. And so even as we're doing this little podcast
thing, I'm monitoring. Are we still recording?
Yes, we're still recording. I'm looking at your levels right now. I'm looking at the time, right? But I want to be present. Okay, we've all been in this conversation thing before where somebody's saying something and rudely, internally, I'm thinking, oh, I can't wait to get this anecdote. I can't wait. You just go ahead. I know what you're going to say. Just go ahead. Not cool.
Yeah.
And I want to be fully present and a full listener. And I think we've all been there before. But being literally present to not miss out and to hear a killer story about you. And, I mean, you've got one of the coolest stories going. How many? $40 did you come to this country
80.
With?
$80. It was like probably 70-something, but I just stuck with 80. It was like 76, 74.
Oh, my word.
I've been always going with it, $80. But yeah, one Walmart visit got me down to like 20 for groceries. Yeah, but it was fun.
So you're by yourself. You just came.
Yeah, just came. I did some contacts. Actually, recently got back from trip from Costa Rica. And a fun story that you don't know, my first friend, David, in the United States, he was from Costa Rica. And I just returned from Costa Rica. And that's one of the reasons why my voice is down because I've been traveling so much. But yeah, so I had some people lined up. I had an internship lined up. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like I was in the streets sleeping.
Of course.
But it was still
risky.
Still fun. Yeah.
It's still risky.
Absolutely.
And so I've been very impressed with that. And so there is gold up in them hills of the Rightest story. And if I were interviewing you, I would want to be a questioner that is prepared, that knows the $80 story, and then can actually mine some of that good stuff and to say, you know what, by the way, let's ask right now, what was the hardest thing during that initial opening season for you?
When I got to the United States, let's say first month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First month, first 6 months, the hardest thing.
I was just so eager to get started and work. Like I came to work and it took me really a while to get my hours and things like that. So that's the initial, I was like just so eager to make some money.
You were chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, where's the work? And they started the season slowly. And so that was the initial hard thing because I wasn't here to have fun. I was here to work and make some money. And
Because you were in the mountains, is that right?
No, so my first place was on a citrus farm in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. $7 an hour.
So you're picking fruit?
I actually did not. I was too slow for picking fruit. They had professionals that was a very specific season, very specific people who just, they were the best of the best, right?
Fruit pickers.
Exactly. So I did all the random things like fixing irrigation pipes, driving buggy around, fixing boxes, making boxes, sorting fruit. I mean, we did all sort of things.
But what's cool though is that, so if I wanted to, there's a lot to be mined right there. And so I want to be present. I don't want to be freaking out about the tech. Yep. I don't want to be freaking out about the time. What I want to do is get into the heart of your story. Because like you've got some of the greatest drive of anybody that I know.
Thank you.
It's inspirational to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden when I'm like, dang, you are irrigation fixer, $7 an hour.
Yeah.
Like you didn't want to stay there.
Yeah.
There's something to be had there. Of course, that's not our topic today.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But there's something to that.
Absolutely. And I think what I would want to say is what I enjoy the podcast or YouTube videos or interview style, whatever. It's just you don't know what questions you're going to ask. Mm-hmm. And it just depends what the person says, right? And it's like, oh, that's interesting. Tell me more. Or how come? What happened then? And they just keep digging and digging. And they like start crying, open up these crazy stories and challenges that you would have never gotten there if you just rushed to the next question. I think
100%,
that's really,
100%. Now, watch this. There's two sides to that, right?
Yeah.
One side is I want to have some structure.
Yeah.
But I don't want to come in and just be like, man, we're good, bro. What are we gonna, No. The greatest safety space is to come from structure. I can springboard from structure, but if I come in with no structure, it's gonna be a brain wreck.
Absolutely.
I can divert from structure. Okay. Now, this is a funny one before we clicked record, which by the way, a lot of the great conversations that I've had with people, including with you, I was like, okay, we need to stop talking about this. We need to record it.
Yeah.
But you brought up something that as a professional public speaker, I am as well, when somebody, like during a Q&A time, and they hand somebody the mic, usually not a good idea.
Yeah.
So we have to be trained experts in a public sector like that, mm-hmm. when somebody is wanting to like give a 7-minute ongoing,
ongoing
yeah. monologue. It's like, yeah. bro, ask a question. This is nobody, right? And so on a podcast, it can be the same thing.
Absolutely.
Where somebody is having this like absolute. So what do you do when you're on stage?
Because I know what I do. No, absolutely. So my favorite thing to do is I like to keep it positive, right? Because everyone's watching. And also, you don't want to make that person feel bad.
No.
You know, everything's about energy. It's just like, what kind of energy you're going to create? So what I usually do, again, being present, one of the things you teach, because you don't want to think like, oh my goodness, this person is so annoying. Or,
no.
You know, it's easy to get there because you still have those thoughts sometimes. You're like, oh my goodness, how do I get out of this? Or how do I get this person to stop talking so I can keep moving forward? Because typically you have some sort of time frame.
Yeah. So instead of like looking at the podcast, you're looking at the recording, you're looking at other people like, I'm losing them.
Yeah. Right? Yep. And often if the person is kind of a little bit all over the place, they feel it too. But they come from a good place because they maybe there's everyone's different. So you have to respect the differences.
For sure, for sure.
And so what I usually do, you know, I'm very, very present. I listen and I try to find a very, very good point they're making. And I would say, hey, Josh, I really like what you just said. I want to build on that. And I'm actually going to lead, you know, and I compliment them something, make them feel really, really good, but authentically, not just like something
fake. Not
and again, being really listening. And sometimes like it takes you a while. You would have won them stop now, but because there's nothing to stop them, I would listen a little bit longer. And sometimes actually, if you do listen, you understand them better.
That's right.
And you understand where they're coming from. And once you rephrase the question, say, hey, Josh, that's a really good point. I think what you're saying is X. And they're like, yes, exactly.
Right.
And they feel so good about how you handle that.
Okay. And also, right, it's what you just said. I got goosebumps. This is a special one because you're in danger of losing the collective crowd. Mm-hmm. If you knock that person.
Yes.
It's an us and them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so you want to protect them. And so that's genius.
You always want to make, my belief when I do public speaking is I want everyone to feel good about themselves.
Right.
Right. There's no stupid question. There's no stupid answer. It's all about how you handle. It's just, yeah. It's,
and the essence of us as communicators is either won or lost in that moment. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this dude is an absolute fraud. He mm-hmm. just totally like annihilated that person.
Yeah,
what a jerk.
Exactly. Exactly.
You so don't want that.
No. And you always keep it positive, keep it light. And just keep moving forward.
But what I liked about what you said, though, and I'm going to take this from you on this, but we almost have to interrupt them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody in the audience wants somebody to
do something.
Right?
They look for your leadership.
That's exactly what it is.
Because you are in a position, like when you interview, that you are in a, and they not in a room right now, but they will be when they're listening or
that's
watching.
Right. They're looking for leadership, right? It's a genius point. And so the way to do that is to say, hey, wow, Mike, what you've said is extremely important. Did everybody hear what he just said?
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Building this guy up,
them,
compliment
yeah.
them and say, Mike, thank you so much. And then you elaborate and you go, hey, listen, I'm super glad that you asked that question. And then my body language might turn to give him an indication we're done here.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
But to build him up. Now, I'm going to throw in a little tidbit. I've had people give dumb answers. I might be of the mind frame there are no dumb answers or dumb questions.
Yeah.
Guess what? There are, right? So when somebody asks something that's a little bit what, I will say, wow, what you've brought up is very interesting. Mm-hmm. That phrase. I didn't say, mm-hmm. you're good. You're not right. You're not mm-hmm. wrong. What you've brought up is interesting.
It's interesting,
right? But it's at least helpful.
Yeah.
It's in the positive. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So genius. If everybody out there isn't listening, that's how you handle somebody like that. And we've all been there. Really appreciated what you said, right?
Of course.
The next one is the hyper short answer on the interview. That's almost harder. In a weird way. So when I say, hey, so tell me the hardest thing about when you came to America. And if your answer is?
Finding a job.
So I'm like, tell us. And so you're on this little dance thing. And so then what happens is, by the way, in the pre-interview, one of my goals with getting them on the phone is to be like, what is this person's rhythm?
Mm-hmm.
Are they a talker?
Yeah.
Are they kind of stoic? And I want to find that out before I get them on, right?
Yeah.
But like, I have to be honest with you. I have a 17-year-old son. He's 16, almost 17. We're very committed at dinner to having mm-hmm. conversation. And my wife will ask, hey, how was school today? Fine. Well, what about school was good? None of it. Right? And then she just continues to have, it's like a diamond. She takes a different angle on the cut. And she'll say, so did you sit by anybody at lunch? Nope. Did you? And so she continues to ask. And then all of a sudden she's like, did you have math today? Yep. How's Mr. Cooley? Oh man, he's cool. Oh man, he's such a freak. Did you know that he actually, and we're like, go, 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 go.
Yep.
So you got to keep at it. Keep at it and keep asking follow-up, digging deeper, open-ended questions, right? And so framing the question is a huge piece. What have you found when it comes to like these short answers or in leading with open-ended?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's, you know, first, exactly, open-ended questions because shouldn't be like yes or no. I use phrase, how come, tell me more, interesting, would love to learn more, and then pivot the question a little bit. And the same thing, like you said, just keep asking, keep digging. I'm really genuinely interested because they're going to feel that. Interesting.
Yes.
You know, for example, if I say like, you know, what was the hardest part of being finding a job? Oh, absolutely. You know, how come? What was so difficult about it?
And how did that make you feel
when
you were new to the country and you couldn't find a job? And so it's adding color. It's actually like giving them permission to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the interesting, but these are the good things about interviews. And we both have seen or both been on or witnessed good ones and really bad ones.
Absolutely.
And I would say that it's both an art as well as a science.
You nailed it because, again, I'm relating mostly to public speaking.
Yes.
And it's, in a way, it is public speaking, right? It's just one-on-one, but public speaking is really one-on-one. You're just moving from person
That's
to person.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, public speaking is the same thing. It's art and it's science. Science and art. So you got to know those things. And, you know, reading some good books on public speaking
yes.
and things like that will help you in podcasting as well. That's just my belief. And then you'll find your own rhythm,
yes.
style, and you can't just develop it overnight.
And what you said is, I felt it welling up inside, and you stated it well. It's not going to happen overnight. And for whoever's watching this podcast, you know, course, like you grow, you develop, and you learn. It is a trade. It is a craft, and you can.
Absolutely.
And I've gotten better, right? I've gotten better. I don't think we started out bad, but I'm certainly better now that we've done it for a while. Yeah. Well, here's the interesting thing, right? So I think this has been fantastic. What we covered today was talked about the five kind of possible pitfalls, right, that you could have with interviewers when you're interviewing somebody. Maybe they talk too little, they talk too less. Maybe you're absolutely focused on everything but them. That's foolish, right? Maybe you're stuck on your time frame. Maybe you're just missing. You're missing out on what's happening or not even being prepared. But this has been good. This has been rich.
Like, absolutely.
So are people watching this course. Like, this happened. This was a legitimate, real deal interview. This is not, like, I felt that this worked.
No, absolutely. And I think that one of the things I said to Josh, the way I did, it was actually interviews in a car.
Yes.
So actually, I bought Tesla X so I can pick up the guest, put him in a car, drive around, have GoPros.
We did that together.
Yeah, I think we did. So it worked really well, but there was a lot of challenges. One of those was actually driving and listening, being present, and I wasn't present because I had to drive.
Yes.
The idea was great, but it's like I would lose them so often. They get stressed out the way I drive, right? So there a lot of things happened, just did not work out quite well. And what I realized in this moment, because I actually never used or haven't used headphones that much in this, it becomes so, I was sharing with you before we started, it's like, this is so intimate.
It is.
And it just so, like, it just feels you and I and just having this conversation. Obviously, the longer you go, the more you open up and you feel.
Connection. There's almost, it's so weird when you put the headphones on. Get good headphones, right?
Exactly.
There's like this podcast bubble that we're in.
Thinking about the crew, right? Who the recording is just like us having a conversation.
I got to tell you, I was lost and I forgot that the videos were even going.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's the interesting thing, right? I'm so thankful that you've been on the podcast. Hey guys, listen in. This is the Lead Volunteers podcast. So grateful that you're here. Listen, you got to check out Ritus at thrivecourses.com.
Absolutely.
He's a good friend of mine. Very, very, very grateful that you're here. Gang, this has been a fantastic episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you, Josh.
So I just pushed stop.
Okay.
That was 24 minutes and 15 seconds. That is a killer one-take podcast. I would be totally pleased with that.
I was going to ask you that. Is that your goal? Yes. Usually just kind of boom, 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 so you don't have to do too much editing.
Oh, no. I want zero editing.
Okay.
By the way, there's been plenty of times where somebody's like, hey, I kind of, dude, we're good. And then I make a, here's what I do actually as like a best practice. I just make a little tick right on a piece of paper, 2318, do a line, and then I give it to my podcasting editor.
He's gonna
find it anyway, but it makes me feel like I'm helping
him. And I'm sure you probably say to people like, hey, if you mess it up, just adjust, don't make a big deal.
We're not gonna stop.
Okay,
And the challenge is that when we're doing it live, right? I've actually thought, true story, I'm actually thinking about not doing Facebook Live ever again.
Yeah.
That I'm thinking about recording the podcast with the video and then putting it onto Facebook or putting it onto YouTube.
Yeah.
There's just too many things going on. I don't want that many inputs. You've got what? I get distracted. But at the end of the day, gang, this was an opportunity to test out what it would be like to do a real podcast interview, and we did it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for watching. And I'm telling you, like, just being part of this experience, I learned a lot already, and looking forward to implementing into our very own podcast. So
that's great. Hey, we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thank you.